All right. Hey, everybody. This is Brian with Smarter Networker. Thanks for joining us for week two of the prospecting and closing class. We are excited about just wrapping up our first full week of prospecting and getting out there and busting through those barriers and talking to some people. Sometimes it's the hardest possible thing to do to get yourself started and going again, or maybe you've never really actually gotten yourself going. This is the first time, and that's awesome. It's a huge, huge, huge success for you. Even if you only talk to one person, it is something bigger and better than you've ever done for your home business. If you're a veteran who's been out there, kind of chugging along and not having the success you want, maybe you went out there with a little different posture this week. I mean, I saw a lot of comments about that, which is exciting because the results come from your posture for sure. And so some of you are just on a roll doing some phenomenal work. Man, some of the numbers you turned in are fantastic. If that's you, congratulations for continuing to learn, to get keeping yourself engaged in the process of learning and improving and getting better and better. That's so, so powerful and important. And keeping yourself involved and engaged with other people doing business is a critical component to your long-term success. Tonight, before we dive into our training, we've got some great training tonight. Man, some really good stuff. You're going to love it, especially both people that Danny Roll plays with tonight are awesome. But the second one specifically, you see such a radical transformation just from the coaching that Danny gives this person and how she transforms the way she speaks to people, the posture she has. You can just tell that her results are going to be dramatically better. And so it's really cool. So you're going to love tonight's call, I'm sure. But before we dive into that, I want to talk about a couple of things. Mainly being goals and tracking your numbers, especially when it comes to prospecting, because as you'll learn over the next couple of weeks, the closing is almost a natural thing if you're doing your prospecting properly, and if you're prospecting with the proper posture and intent and using good language, the closing becomes much, much more simple. However, that's definitely a big part of what we're going to be learning tomorrow night, of course, and then next week. So this is a big part of it. But tonight we're going to be talking about prospecting, and that has to do with numbers. Really what we do is a numbers game, and we want to talk a little bit about that and kind of how you're tracking your numbers. And before we get into that even, I want to talk to you a little bit about your goals and how you are setting those goals. A lot of times the goals that I saw that you turned in either on the Super Friends group or in your homework, we're not super specific, and so I want to get into that a little bit as well. In fact, let's dive into that right now. First of all, Danny always talks about how nothing becomes dynamic before it becomes specific. Now, some of you had goals of just getting consistent with your business, but you didn't have a number on that. So what does that mean? Does that mean talking to 5 people a day? Does that mean talking to 10 people a day? Is that 100 people a day, 1,000 people a week? What is your number that you would call consistent? So if you're using terms like consistent or getting back in the swing of things or whatever, things like that, that's great. I'm glad you're doing that. But get very, very specific with your goal. So, for example, a goal might be I want to talk to 10 people a day. Maybe you're working in one market and you're only, very part-time, and you want to talk to 10 people. Okay, consistent with your business. Great. Let's talk about, in that hour that you have, how many phone calls can you actually make in an hour? Well, Danny says that you should be able to make 100 dials in 3.5 hours. And we've proven that number, actually, here in the office. We have an outbound sales team that makes 100 dials a day, every single day, and they've done it for the last 3 months or so consistently. And depending on the amount of conversations that you have on the other side, you can, in fact, make 100 dials in 3.5 hours. The variable is how many conversations do you get into and how long do those conversations last. But the good news is for most people that are making those kinds of numbers of dials, they've got some kind of a web presentation to send people to, and the conversations don't have to be crazy long. So you should be able to bang through 100 dials fairly quickly. So if you've got an hour to make calls, calls, how many dials can you make? You should be able to make somewhere around 25 to 30 phone calls in an hour. Now, if you're calling one market and you're getting a hold of a lot of people, those conversations are going to be a little longer. Sometimes you're catching up with friends or people you haven't known for a while or whatever, so you don't want to just rush right into it. I'm going to tell you a story about how my first dials here in just a second, but you know, you want to be able to obviously be talking with people like a human, and so those calls can take a little bit longer. If you are calling cold leads for the first time, and we sent you some links to some earn-tour leads, if you're looking for some good quality leads, maybe you've been working leads in the past, or maybe your business model is designed for leads, this is a great company to work with. The quality of the leads is very good, and that's important because it's hard. It's kind of discouraging to call poor quality leads that you don't get in contact with or don't get a good response from. So you're going to get as good a response as any from EarnPro leads. So check those out if you're looking for them. But those would be, you know, making a lot more dials. And the reason you can make so many more dials is you're not going to get a hold of that many people. Danny always says you're going to get, with cold leads, generally you're going to get about a 5% contact rate. So if you're calling 100 people over a 3 or 4 hour period, you're probably only going to get a hold of actually 5 or 6 people in that time frame. Sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, but that's kind of the ballpark. Your conversations aren't going to be crazy long, but you'll be able to spend some time with that person, send them off to your presentation, do a follow-up call with them. All that can fit into, you know, a fairly short day, a 4 or 5 hour day. So keep that in mind. If you're doing some kind of mix between a lot of you are doing flyers, which is fantastic, you have some time to put those flyers out. But if you're consistent with that, then those calls are just coming in on a really regular basis. So making those, getting really specific with your goals. Now, some of you gave yourself goals of, I want to make $100,000 in my home-based business, or that's my long-term goal. And that's awesome, too. So I want to give you a couple of ideas on how you can accomplish that, because this is really, if you break down your big goal down to the numbers, you can actually figure out how many people do you have to talk to every day based on your current ratios. So if you're talking to, let's say, 10 people and you're getting one person every single time to look at your business, and out of, you know, so every time you talk to 10, you get one. So if you talk to 100 people over the course of a week, you're getting 10 people to take a look at your business. Let's say 5 of those people show up for the follow-up call, or maybe you're sitting down with them face-to-face, whatever it might be. You're going through the scripts 5 times for the closing script. You're getting 2 or 3 people signed up. Even though those numbers don't sound spectacular, you can go out and make a fortune with those kinds of numbers. And the reality is the numbers don't matter that much. Danny always talks about, if you have a 10% closing ratio, you can make $100,000 income. And it breaks down like this. So let's say what you want to do is, first of all, take a look at a leader that has the income you want. Okay, so maybe that's $100,000 a year. Maybe that's something much bigger than that. Maybe this year you want to make an extra $50,000 in your business. Take a look at a leader in your company that has something close to that income, and look at what their business looks like. So what I found is that for every $100,000 earner, they usually have about 3 strong leaders in their business that they've brought into the business. I don't know why it works out that way, but for most companies I've seen, that's kind of how it works. Now, your company, you know, every comp plan is a little different. Every company has a little different strategy, but, you know, just take a look and see what it takes to make the income you want. Look at what the organization that person has and what will be required to earn the kind of income you need. So let's say, for example, you want to make $100,000 a year, and that leader that individual that you have or you know of has 3 strong leaders. Like, we're talking 3 people at one level below them, near the top of the comp plan, whatever it might be. One of the things you want to do is, let's say you've got about a 3-year period to make that kind of money. My experience, I mean, there's definitely stories where people have come in and made fortunes in their first year. It is possible. And some comp plans are geared towards that. Some plans are definitely longer term. But figure out what is the normal for your company, and I believe with your skill set, as it increases, you can accelerate from that normal. And but most companies, they'll tell you it takes about 3 years to build a solid $100,000 income if you're consistent. Now, this is where we're going to get down to the numbers here a little bit. So let's say it's going to take you 3 years to build $100,000 income, residual income. Who would be willing to commit 3 years to build $100,000 income? Now, this is not superstar status. This isn't anything, you know, spectacular. You're not a superstar. You're just somebody who's going to go out and do the job. What would it take? So here's what it would take, in my opinion. Let's say your numbers are, if you want to get three strong leaders, and that's going to build you your $100,000 income. So that means you need to build one strong leader per year. And to tell you the truth, that's basically what happened for me, was I was able to build one strong leader per year, even though I was talking to thousands of people a year. And we had lots of people that did a great job, that were, you know, good producers, a super strong customer, product retailers, all kinds of other stuff going on. But one person every year would kind of rise to the top and show themselves as a true leader. In fact, we knew that because they would pass us in the comp plan many times. They would go screaming past us in the compensation plan a lot of times. But the great news there was that, of course, our check went crazy too. So you're looking for one strong leader a year. So I also found that, you know, again, every business is a little different, but let's say that, let's back up a little bit here. Let's say you go out and you do what it takes to get five new signups per month. Okay, so the five new ones per month. And some plans are built on three, some are built on 10. You know, it depends on the style of business again. But again, I'm just trying to give you some ballpark ideas on how you can track your numbers so that you can set a plan for yourself to accomplish the goal that you have for your business. So let's say your goal is to find five new people per month. Those could be customers or business builders. Either one's fine. So let's say, what does it take to get five new customers or business people personally enrolled per month? Now, that's the number you have to learn. Now, you can only do this by talking to people. And by the way, by talking to people, you're going to kill the fear that you have of talking to people. The only thing that's going to break you through that is doing it. Hans Jonsson talks about this all the time. Action kills fear. If you go out and do something, that something is less scary every time you do it. And so the first time, yeah, it can be a little terrifying. But once you do it gets a little easier and a little easier. But let's say you go out there and you're going to go figure out what it takes to get talk to enough people to get five people to sign up. Now, some of you have done this week, which is exciting. We'll talk about those numbers tomorrow on our closing class. But let's say it's going to take you, and we're talking about a month now, right? So let's say you're going to sign up one or two people per week. Let's say it takes you 100 dials per week to sign up one person every week. Now, that would get you basically where you want to be, right? So that means you have to talk to 20 people per day, 5 days a week to get your one new sign up per week. And let's just say you get an extra one in there somewhere, okay? So now you're talking to 20 people a day, 100 people a week. That gives you one or two new signups per week, which gives you five new signups per month. So of those five new ones, two of them are business builders. So let's say three of them are customers, or maybe even they sign up as a business builder, but they really don't do anything. They're just a customer, a fancy customer. It doesn't matter. Five new people signed up. Two of those are business builders, people that basically say that they want to make money and they do the thing that's required to get themselves positioned to make money in your compensation plan, whether that's going out and recruiting some people themselves or buying in the right level of the compensation plan or whatever it might be. That is what they do. So you've got two new business builders per month, and that gives you 24 business builders per year. Now, let's say one out of four of those actually proves to be something more valuable than somebody who does the thing required to become a business builder. They actually go to work. So one out of four actually does something. So that means you've got six workers, which to me is more valuable than anything, six workers per year. That means every 2 months you find one person that's going to work their business. That means you're talking to, let's see, how much is that? $100,000 a week is 400, it's 800 people in order to get to one worker every 2 months. It sounds depressing, but I'm telling you, this is the kind of number that may take you. Now, your skills are going to improve. Your a lot of things are going to improve, and you're going to find these people faster than you could ever imagine as you do it more. But in these numbers, you talk to 100 people a week, 400 people a month. Every 2 months, every $800 you make, you're going to be getting one worker. Now, that one worker, what I've found is you get six workers per year. That's going to give you somewhere near one leader, one person that passes you in the comp plan, one person that just crushes it and does an amazing deal. That means you have to talk about 5,000 people in order to find one leader. Now, these are bad numbers. These are numbers that anybody can do if they're willing to just stick it out and make the dials. That means in 3 years, you're going to have those three leaders that we were talking about earlier, and that's going to give you your $100,000 income. Now, your numbers are going to vary, of course, but this is what I've seen many, many times. These are pretty close to what I would consider accurate from my experience in a lot of different, you know, seeing a ton of different compensation plans and working with people over 20 years in this industry. This is pretty close to accurate. Now, again, every comp plan is totally different, so you never know what yours is going to do, but my point here is, if you're just consistent with $20 a day, in 3 years from now, you're going to have $100,000 income. Now, if you want to accelerate that, great. Talk to 40 people a day. Talk to 50 people a day. The only thing you can personally control at the beginning of your business, really, and really as you go through, is the number of people you talk to every day. That's the only thing. So, nothing. You can't control how many people pick up the phone. You can't even really control at this point in the game how many people say yes. You can't. You know, there's a lot of variables that are going to happen along the way. Your skill set will improve and increase, and you'll see better and better results with that. But the only real thing that you can control is the number of dials that you make every single day. And I guarantee you, the person that makes the most dials will win every time. And so, break your goal down that way. So, and if you need help with this, please shoot me an email. And you can hit me at brian@smarternetworker.com. I really want you, before the end of this class, to know exactly what the number of dials you need to make every single day in order to hit your goal, your long-term goal, or even a short-term. Maybe it's this year you need to make, you know, $50,000. Okay, great. That's not a problem. How many dials do you have to make $100? Some of you, we had one gentleman made $1,000 this week. Fantastic. In his case, he made, I don't have his number of dials, but he had 29 conversations. He needed $1,000. So if he wants to make $50,000 in a year, all he has to do is talk to 29 people a week. If he wants to make $100,000 in a year, he just needs to double that and talk to 58 people a week. So that's what we can get down to. Take the emotion out of it, take the drama out of it, and just get down to the numbers. And then you know that every single time you don't pick up that phone, you're saying, I don't want that $100,000 paycheck. That's what it comes down to. And so we want to break this down to the point where you know exactly every single day what your job is, so that you can work that. So I would be happy to work with you on this. I've done this for hundreds and hundreds of people over the last 20 years, and I'd be more than happy to do it for you as well. And we can break it down based on your compensation plan, numbers you're experiencing, normals in your company, all that kind of stuff. We'd be happy to do that. Again, some of you had goals of just wanting to get it consistent or just wanted to get over my fear, those kinds of things. Those are great goals, but they've got to be specific. So I'd rather you write down a very small number. If my fear is picking up the phone, really, there's no other way around it than just do it. And go into the Super Friends group, post something up saying, hey, I'm going to make my first dial, and just go do it. And the group will hold you accountable. The group will give you tons of encouragement, and you'll make that first dial, and that huge weight will be off your shoulders. If all you did was one dial a day, that's a big step in the right direction for your business. But yeah, I know you can do even a lot more than that. All right, let me tell you a little of my first story, and then we'll dive into this training. My first my first presentation that I got to see Danny Johnson show this business opportunity. I got so excited about it. I said, yes, I want to do this business. I needed to make some money. I owned a bicycle shop in Northern California at that time. My family and I were about $500,000 in debt, and I was looking for other ways to make money. And I saw a business presentation with Danny, and of course I wanted to sign up. And but she said, we'd love to have you, but here's the thing, we can't have any failures in our business. I was kind of offended by that, actually, to tell you the truth, because I was a business builder. I'm a business owner, you know. I felt like I knew that I could do this business. And she said, well, here's the thing, you've got to get some training. You've got to get some, you've got to learn some of the skills that are unique to our business. And so I went through a first step to success that weekend, which was difficult for me because I was not, you know, I didn't really have the money. The time was hard, all that kind of stuff. It wasn't in my hometown. I had to drive and get a hotel room and all that stuff. But I made it happen because I knew that I had to do something different to get a different result. This was 23 years ago, by the way. I ended up going to that training. Man, it changed everything for me, completely changed the way I looked at a lot of things, applied some of those things to my bicycle business as well, started seeing improvement there. And now she let me sign up in her business. And so I got started in that business, and my sponsor and I sat down on the end of the Sunday night at the end of the workshop, and she said, yeah, do you want to get going? And I said, yes, let's do this. Let's make some money. And she said, okay, great. She asked me, like, it would be better to do a meeting at your house on Tuesday night or Wednesday night, which is a great question. I said, Tuesday night. So Tuesday night, I was going to have my first business presentation. She gave me some scripts. Like, we didn't have beautiful script books like we have today. It was just a handful of photocopies. And I picked the shortest script I could find. And so this woman came over to my house. Her name was Kristen. She's now my wife of 21 years. But she came over to my house at 3:00 on Tuesday afternoon. She said, okay, Brian, how many people do you have to come in tonight at 6? And because she was there to set up the presentation and, you know, put the product display up and all that kind of stuff. And I said, well, I was thinking maybe we could move it to Thursday night. So, and because I haven't had a chance to call anybody yet. And yada, yada, I had all these excuses, right? And she said, Brian, I thought you were better than this. Like, you are a coward. She actually used some more colorful language than that. But she flat out called me a coward because I was, she read through all my excuses and realized I was just afraid to pick up the phone. I was terrified. And so at 3:00 in the afternoon, I found the shortest script I could find, which is now called the opinion script. I think it's on page 30 of the script book. It's like literally two sentences long. And I called 9 people that were on my list. These were the best of my contacts. These were, you know, sales rep for Nike, sales reps for Adidas, people I knew from my bicycle, you know, racing business or team, my bicycle business, an executive who just retired looking for a home-based business. These were quality people that I called. I called 9 of these people at 3:00 in the afternoon. I read the silly opinion script. Hi, this is Brian. I read it like a robot. It sounded like ridiculous on the other end of the line, I'm sure, because these were good friends of mine, right? And so I called these folks up, and it's at 6:00 that night, 8 of the 9 were in my living room. These scripts work. Even if you're terrified, even if you're terrible at it, these scripts work. And I was able to, I wish we could say we had success in that meeting. It was, I found out later, it was my sponsor's very first business presentation, and it didn't end well. We had one product sale out of that whole group, and never ever did anybody ever do anything else. We never sold another bottle of product. We never signed up any of those people. But what I found out and what I learned that night was that my friends were still going to be my friends. Even after they said no to my business, they weren't rejecting me personally. They were rejecting the business. They didn't understand it. Maybe I didn't do a good job presenting it, whatever. That's what happened. And I'll tell you something, that was a breakthrough for me, because had I quit instead of making those dials, the very next week a woman walks into my bicycle shop. She was a sales rep for 14 different companies. I was totally struggling, on the road way too much. Her marriage was on the rocks because of it. She had a thyroid issue. She tried the product I was promoting. She had some results. She had some excitement. She ended up doing the very next month $24,000 in sales, and that's how I made my first $2,000 was because of the commission from all that. And I'll tell you something, I could have easily quit and never made my first dial. So I hope and I pray that you will be on the phone this week making those dials, talking to people, figuring out your numbers, and going after it. Tomorrow night we're going to be talking about closing, which is just an awesome skill to get better at, of course, and it's going to be a great call as well. We've got some really cool training pulled together for you for tomorrow night. But tonight we're going to dive in. We've got about an hour and 10 minutes of Danny Johnson training, some great stuff. Turn off Facebook, turn off everything else. Take some notes in here. Just put yourself in the shoes of the people that Danny is doing the training with. You'll hear yourself say the same things, make the same mistakes. You'll hear the bad little habits that the people have that Danny's going to correct. You're going to hear some of the good things that they have as well, and you're going to be able to make adjustments to your own conversations based on what you hear tonight. So enjoy this call. I'm hoping I'll be on the other end of this call the closing. But if I cut off and you don't hear me, I'm thinking I may or may not be available because of my computer connection to do that, but I'm hoping I'll be there. If not, we will talk again tomorrow night, same time. I'll send an email out tomorrow with the website login for the call tomorrow night. And otherwise, you can catch us on the same dial-in number as this week, and you can, of course, catch us over in Super Friends Facebook group. So enjoy this call. Talk to you soon.
No longer being homeless. Okay, now I'm going to pull up the first person I want to role play with. It's Mitzi Reed. Mitzi Reed, press number one, say hello. Mitzi, such a good job, man. 703 dials. So proud of you. 20 hours.
Hello.
Hi, girl. How are you? no longer being homeless. Okay, now I'm going to pull up the first person I want to role play with. It's Mitzi Reed. Mitzi Reed, press number one, say hello. Mitzi, such a good job, man. 703 dials. So proud of you. 20 hours.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hi, girl. How are you?
I've just peed in my pants.
Oh, you're so cute. Well, come on. You put an X there. You said, I want to role play with you, Danny.
Well, I need to. I definitely need to. I know I need it.
Okay, baby. All right, now let's talk about leads real quick. Because I'm looking at 703 dials. Are you recycling your own needs to have gotten up that many dials?
I am recycling. Some of these are a year old. But
okay.
Then I'm starting to get some fresh, you know, some 60-day leads in also.
Okay. 60 days ain't quite fresh, but it's fresher than a year.
It's fresher, but, you know, it keeps me from, it helps me build my confidence up because I don't care what they say.
You're so cute. Man, I wish everyone could see you because you're just a joy to watch. You just have such killer facial expressions.
Oh, my Lord.
You
thank
do.
You,
you do. And I love that Southern Belle accent that you got. It's just too cute.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so you got a hold of 15 people and 6 to a presentation. That's pretty good, girl.
I was, yes. 2 of them were shows and 4 of them were no shows.
Okay.
But that's okay.
No, that's what I needed to know. That was my next
yeah.
thing. Okay, so cool. Let's go ahead and see what's going on. You know that you're only getting a hold of the amount that you're getting a hold of only because of the how old the leads are.
Yes, yes. But
yeah.
I knew I needed the practice.
And I'm proud of you because when we just focus on doing that activity, again, what we saw with Suzanne, you know, she's like, man, I was just totally focused on dials and people started saying yes. Well, before she was focused on getting people to say yes and not focused on dials and it wasn't quite going well with her. So I'm really proud of you that you obeyed last week. You stepped up your dials. Man, you doubled them, just about doubled them. I think you had 400 and something last week, 703, almost doubled them.
I did, and that was pushing me.
I bet it was.
My
That's so good.
My sleep was getting so sore.
I bet. Hey, let's do this. Let's talk about the messages that you might be leaving.
Okay.
Are you leaving any message when you're dialing these 700 people?
I did not, but now I did leave messages this morning to 2 no-shows, and I believe they've called me back. I just have not listened to them.
Awesome. Okay, so let's talk about this. With 703 dials, I want to give you all a strategy on what to do when you're doing a lot of dials. Some of the leads that you're getting, some of the people will say, you know, call in the morning, call in the afternoon, call in the evening. Okay, some of the leads that you get say something like that. And when you're leaving, when you're doing a high level of dials, like Missy has done, like, where was the other person? Martha has done, like Tracy has done. I mean, this is a lot of dials. That'd be a lot of messages to leave, which could eat up a lot of your time. But at the same time, what you can do is you can recycle some of those leads within a week's time. And you can leave, you can call. If you're not getting an answer, you cannot leave a message. And you just put like a little one next to their name, you know, like you're doing a, you know, you go 1 line, 2 line, 3 line, 4 line, then cross it over. That's 5 lines. Well, in this case, it would just be 3 lines that you're leaving. So you know that you're calling, you know, 3 times. And so it's only on the 3rd time would you leave a message. And in fact, which script book is that message in? It's the script book. I mean, it's the script that basically says, hey, I've been trying to get a hold of you. This is the 3rd time I've called. I will not be calling you back after this. This is your last chance to get the information that you requested. Da 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 da. So, alternate script. You've been compelling story to tell. Voicemail. Follow up. Nope, it would be in the supplemental script book. Voicemail. Here we go. Yes, it's on page 54 of the blue script book, okay, page 54 of the blue script book. This is a script that we leave if you've got good fresh leads. If you're working leads from a year ago, those are probably not the freshest leads, and they probably, there's a good chance that they did not request information, or they may have. I mean, some people might have. It's very possible that they have. But when you have really fresh leads and you're not getting a hold of people, you can call 3 different times of day if you want, and don't leave a message on the 1st and 2nd time, but on the 3rd try, leave the script that's on page 54, and it essentially says this. Hi, Mitzi. This is Danny. I've been trying to get a hold of you, and this is the third time that I've called. This is the last time that I will be calling you to get you the information that you requested about generating an income working from home. We will be making our decision in the next 48 hours from this advertising campaign, so if you're serious, give me a call, and I'll get you the information, and we'll see if you have the qualities of the kind of person that we're looking for. At that point, we'll decide whether or not we'll be able to work together. If you're just curious, no need to return the phone call. Again, my name is Dani. My phone number is 123-456-7890. Again, that's 123-456-7890. Have an awesome day, and God bless you. Okay, so that's the message that you leave without. It's important that your tonality is, question. Hey, where you at? You called me. I'm calling you back. And you have some good posture when you leave that script, when you leave that message. Another one, Mitzi, do you have a compelling story from your product or your company?
I do have a compelling story with my product.
Okay, cool. Then what you could do with some of those old leads, okay, with your testimony, is you could leave the voicemail on page 21, because they're old leads. They're a year old. What have you got to lose?
Okay.
Right? So you could leave that script on page 21 of the green script book.
21.
And in that one, you actually tell your story.
Oh.
Yep. So I'll give an example. It'd be, hi, Missy, this is Dani calling you back to get you the information you requested. You know, I've been with our company for the last year and a half, and we've made X amount of dollars part-time, or it could be with your product. It would be, calling you back to give you the information you requested. I've been with our company for quite some time. In the last 6 months, I've been able to lose 50 pounds using our product. We're doing some pre-screening interviews right now because it takes a lot of work on our part to establish somebody on our product. So if you're serious about losing weight, please give me a call. I'll get you the information that you requested and see if you have the kind of qualities, the kind of person that we're looking for. And at that point, we'll decide whether or not we'll be able to work together and help you get started on your weight loss goals. My phone number is da-da-da-da, my name, da-da-da. There you go. That's how you can modify the script for your product.
Cool.
Yes. So there you go. It's a shot. You know what I mean? It's free advertising. You got to know that, you know what the statistics are for your product, right?
Yes.
I mean, what is it? It's like one out of two people now are overweight in the country. It's a good business to be in. So, I mean, you know you're going to be hit. If you're making $700, you're going to have about 300 people that perhaps need what you got.
Well, that's a good point.
Right?
Yes. Oh, that's a good point.
It is. And I mean, and if it's not one out of two that need to lose weight, you know it's one out of two that want to.
Well, yeah.
Because you know there's a skinny chick that thinks they need to lose weight.
That's true.
So when you're dealing with an industry that has, a very compelling product like yours, that we're living in a, our country's the biggest it's ever been, both in population and size. It's the way we're at. So you have a compelling story. I mean, shoot, you got to know that maybe 50% of the people need or think they need what you got. You can even tell a couple stories. You could test it out with, hey, the last person I helped has lost 20 pounds in 30 days or 20 pounds in 40 days, whatever it is. You can tell other people's stories on those voicemails also and that, hey, we're just interviewing to see if you have the kind of qualities the person is deadly serious about losing weight.
Love it.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool. I love it.
When I was working a weight loss business, 18 years ago, I worked that kind of a business for a long time. I would leave messages like that. People that responded to a flyer I put out or an ad that I was running, that would be the message I would leave.
Okay.
That's where that script came from. The message I would leave would be that kind of posturing. That, hey, we're interviewing to see if you have the kind of qualities of the kind of person that we would want to work with to help to achieve their weight loss goals. Give me a call back and we'll see if you have those kind of qualities. That instantly makes someone go, hey!
All right.
This is obviously bigger than someone just trying to sell me something. Now I have to impress this person to let this person know that I really want to succeed in losing my weight. So, Mitzi, even with your product, as you're just doing the retail side of your business, you should definitely be leaving those kind of messages.
Okay.
And have that kind of a twist. That takes it from selling to interviewing and determining whether or not this person's worth your time to help lose weight. Because Mitzi will have no failures on her product.
You're absolutely right.
You got it, baby?
I got it. I got it. Now yep. I know what to do with these old leaves.
test it out. We'll see what happens.
Okay, I sure will.
That's awesome. Okay, cool. So let's go ahead and work on the script.
Okay. Which one?
Page 16.
Okay.
If that's the one that you're using with these people.
Oh, sorry.
Is that the one you're doing?
Yes, I
okay,
am.
Cool. All right, so get a hold of 15 people. I mean, if I were you, I would just go ahead and run it through this week and leave that kind of a message, and let's see how many people call you back.
No matter how many times I've called them, just the first time, leave that message.
I would say go ahead. I mean, if for the old leads. For the newer leads, I wouldn't do that. But for these old leads, you got nothing to lose.
Well, you're absolutely right.
I mean, even if only 10% called you back, you got 10 new clients.
Well, you're right.
Yep.
Ooh, good deal. Good deal. You have to give me a huge tip, baby.
Do you get in this class thinking you wouldn't get one of them?
Not you, I would. I knew I need to get my tail chewed up or something, you know. Of course, that's probably about to come, so I'm ready.
Okay, no, you're doing awesome. Okay, let's go for it. In fact, Missy, how many dead old leads do you got?
Ooh, I don't know if I want to tell.
Yes, tell.
I have some dead old leads, like 3,000 dead old leads.
Girl, get on the phone and start dialing.
Well, I am.
Fun.
This week, I'm off this week, so I am working 40 hours on it this week. So
oh, man. Missy, I'm excited to see what happens with 3,000 leads. I mean, that'll take you a couple weeks to work through.
Well, yeah, duh, yeah.
Maybe 3 weeks of leaving that message. You'll be excited telling your story that many times. And grab one other story that you can tell. Maybe tell a man's story. Well, if you're calling a man, try to collect a man weight loss story.
Okay.
And tell a man and a woman's weight loss story.
Oh, man, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yep.
Cool. Okay, I can do that. Yay.
Cool.
All right.
All right, girl. All right, so let's start on page 16, the script that you read to those 15 people.
Okay. All right.
And you sent them to a website, right?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
I guess ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, this is Mitzi. Oh, wait a minute. Hi, baby.
You're so cute, man. How could I hang up on you?
Quick.
Not. How could I hang up on you? You're just so cute. You remind me of an old friend of mine, actually. Her name was Darla Fox. You look like her. You sound like her. You got the same sense of humor she has. I see the things you laugh at First Steps.
Uh-oh.
You and I are a lot alike. Okay, go for it. So,
I know.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, this is Danny.
This is Mitzi. I'm calling you back.
Mm-hmm.
You requested some information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Well, what do you got?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I can get one.
Okay.
All right, I got one.
To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay, Mitzi, you're trying too hard to stick to that script.
I am.
What happened to Mitzi?
When I turned into Mitzi, I turned into a sapphire, then I sound like a salesman.
I don't think so at all, baby.
I think
you sound friendly and warm and easy to talk to.
Right.
But right here, you're making yourself cold.
I am.
I want Mitzi on the phone.
I am, but then they go click.
No, let's try it again. I want to feel the warmth of Mitzi.
Okay.
I don't want to feel Mitzi controlled.
Oh! All right.
All right, let's try again.
All right. Hey, Danny.
How's it going?
This is Mitzi. I was calling you back.
Uh-huh.
Requested some information about working from home. What can I do for you?
We almost got it. We're not quite there.
Almost.
You had it right initially.
Okay.
You had it right initially, and then you started getting afraid or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Try again.
All right.
But again, your numbers are good. I mean, you had 6 out of 15 agree to go to a presentation. That's good.
That's because I used the down tone.
You used the down tone.
I did. That's
good for you. Good for you.
Mode.
Good for you. Okay, let's try it again because I want to hear Mitzi.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, Danny.
How's it going? See that initial knee-jerk reaction. Hey, Danny. Hi. Don't turn into a stranger after that.
All right. Hey, this is Mitzi. I'm calling you back.
Okay.
I requested some information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Okay, that was much better.
That was better.
Okay. Well, what do you have?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
To save us both time, I just need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay. Stop there. Don't give me the direct you to.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay? So here we go. Let me take you through. I'm going to actually, because you're a Sapphire, you are a visual, tactile learner, hands-on kind of learner. So I'm going to take you through. Okay, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Mitzi.
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Good. This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested information about working from home. What can I do for you?
I don't know.
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes, I do.
All right. To save us both some time, I just need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Now, are you currently working from home?
No.
Okay, let's stop right here. Okay, I'm going to take you back through again. You ready? Ring, ring.
Ring. Hello.
Hi, Mitzi.
Yes.
How's it going?
Going good.
This is Danny. I'm calling you back.
Oh!
We requested more information about working from home. What could I do for you?
Oh, that sounded awful. Okay, I heard myself. Crap. Okay.
Let's keep going. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yeah.
To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay, I saw it. Oh, how am I going to get through this? Okay.
Casey, you are so warm and friendly. You've got the southern draw, which works for you.
It
does. It works for you.
All right.
Not against you.
All right.
So I want to hear how you normally would say that. Just say it to me. Don't read it. Say, to save us both time, I just need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Now, are you working from home?
Okay. All right.
Okay, just say it. Go for it.
All right. To save us both time, I just need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Now, are you working from home?
Perfect!
Was that right?
Oh, that was perfect.
Oh, gosh. I got to listen to this again.
That was absolutely perfect.
Okay.
Absolutely perfect. Okay, so, no, I'm not currently working from home.
Well, what is it that you do for a living?
I actually work for an appliance store.
An appliance? What do you do at the appliance store?
Well, I actually just got promoted into a rental manager. I rent out appliances, but I started as a receptionist.
Okay, so now do you like what you're doing?
Yeah.
And what is it that you like about it?
I like that I kind of run my own department. That's kind of fun and exciting.
Uh-huh.
I like that I get to run my own department. I like the different people that I get to meet and help to rent, what they need.
Okay. And what is it that you don't like about working as a retail manager?
I do not like the slimy salesmen that work at the same store.
Okay. And then what's the same store?
The same store. Mitzi, where did you go? Mitzi, now what would you normally say to that?
Well, when you said slimy salesman, I thought, oh, God.
Mitzi.
What would I have said to that? I would have just went on and said, are you thinking about replacing your credit card?
Mitzi, that is not what you normally said. If I was your friend and I said, I don't like the slimy salesman I'm working with, what would you say?
I'd say, well, what does a slimy salesman do to you?
Exactly.
There you go. Okay.
Exactly. That, look what happened. I said, I don't like the slimy salesman that I work with. You instantly put the focus on yourself.
Okay.
Oh, crap. She's going to think I'm a lazy salesman.
I did.
Exactly. Come on, the age-old statement you've heard me say 100 times. It's not about who?
Me. It's not about me.
That's right. The focus is who?
On them.
Exactly. So you want to find out, well, what in the world does a slimy salesman do to you?
Yes. What does a slimy salesman do to you?
I don't know. They're just, like, I've had one of them follow me out to my car.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, they're really slimy. You know, like, they're really slimy. You know, drink a lot, smoke a lot, come to work with a hangover, and then they try to flirt with me, and they are, I always catch them looking at me. It's just gross. I mean, they're like twice or three times my age.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Lame.
Well, now, Danny, are you thinking about replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
Well, maybe just supplementing it first.
Okay. And then, are you married? Do you have any kids?
I am not married, and I do have a baby.
How old is your baby?
She's just a few months old.
Okay. A little girl?
Yes.
And then,
Mitzi?
Yeah, I know. I'm bumbling.
You're so cute. Okay. Too many pauses.
Yes.
What do I say next?
You're right.
I know. Okay. Let me walk you through.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Missy, are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, what is it that you do for a living?
I work part-time as a nursing instructor.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
Now, how did you choose that profession?
Oh, I didn't choose it.
What do you mean by that? How did you get forced?
I had a controlling father, let me put it to you that way.
Really?
Yes, I had a controlling father. He'd always said, get your college education and you'll be more successful.
Uh-huh.
More geared toward, like, teachers, nurses, that kind of thing.
Wow. So how long have you been doing that?
Now I'm going to tell my age. Over 30 years.
How many?
About 30 years.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You sound so young, Mitzi.
Well, thank you.
My goodness, 30 years in the nursing profession.
Yes, I've been a nurse for over 30 years, yes.
My goodness. Now tell me, like, what different facets of nursing have you done?
Oh, my goodness. Cardiology, urinary, med surge. I've done coronary care unit, and then the bulk of it was in the nursery.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So delivering babies or just taking care of the babies?
Both.
Really?
Yes.
Have you ever counted how many babies you've delivered?
I think it's about 30,000.
What?
I've actually seen 30,000 babies come through.
That's like a little town.
Yes, it is. Their babies, grandbabies, everybody's babies been coming through.
My word. Now, did you just say you watched somebody else's grandbabies be born?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
that,
yeah.
That is incredible.
And great-grandbaby.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Now, have you ever delivered, like, a woman's baby, and then that baby grew up and had a baby?
Yes.
And then that baby grew up and had a baby?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What an honor, yeah?
It is an honor. I'm on everybody's video.
That's hilarious. Now, tell me, what is it that you like about delivering babies? Let me ask you this. Out of the cardiology stuff, the urinary tract stuff, delivering babies, what has been your favorite part of being a nurse?
The delivering babies.
Really? Tell me what you like about it.
It's a happy floor.
It's a happy floor.
It's a happy floor.
Versus cardiology?
Yeah, Oh, Lord. I saw too much death and dying there.
Really?
Yeah, you knew when people come in. You could tell who wasn't going to make it.
Really?
Yeah, you could.
God, how do you tell?
Oh, it's based on their clinical signs and symptoms and their lab works. And you knew.
That's crazy. Now, what do you like the least about delivering babies?
Well, I would say it's 24 hours, 7 days a week. You don't get any rest at home. They call you all the time.
Really?
Yeah. You don't.
How is that possible?
Shortage. People call in sick.
Mm.
Hospital works 7 days a week, holidays and weekends.
It's true, huh?
That's true.
It is, 24/7.
It is.
Wow. Okay, now, are you thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
Oh, no, I'll replace it.
Really? Now, are you married?
Yes.
And what does your husband do?
He is a mechanical inspector.
Oh, so he's not a doctor.
No. No, I'm married for love.
That's cute. How long have you been married?
Oh, I'm just telling my age. Let me think. Is it 28 years?
Wow.
I think about 28 years.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Thank you.
It really is. People don't do that very often anymore.
Yeah, I've been kissing the same man's lips. 33 years.
30 years kissing the same man.
Yeah, kissing the same man's lips.
That's so good. Now, did you all have kids after doing all that kissing?
No, we didn't.
Really?
No.
But you watched 30,000 other babies be born.
I did.
That's amazing. Now, have you ever been self-employed or owned a home business before?
No, I have not.
Okay. What level of income are you currently accustomed to after 30 years of nursing?
Well, I got downsized.
Oh, no.
Yeah, after 18 years of service at one place. So,
really?
Yes, I did.
That's
so
terrible.
In the good years, it was $50,000 a year.
That's a good income.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what kind of income are you looking to generate over the next 12 months?
If I could generate $1,000 to $2,000 a month, would be great, and
okay.
then some.
Okay. Now, do you have capital set aside to start your business?
I do.
Okay. Now, Missy, our company has quite a standard for the people that we're looking for, and there's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home-based business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Missy, how serious are you about starting a home-based business?
Very serious.
Okay. Tell me why.
I didn't tell you this other part.
Go ahead.
I'm also a certified public accountant.
No way.
Yes, I tried. I've done the corporate thing. I've been to school twice, and I now don't have a retirement.
Oh, my goodness.
I've been downsized three times.
Really?
Yeah, once as a nurse and twice as an accountant.
How is that possible? Because you would think that no matter what's going on in any economy, that there's always people dying or needing help with their bodies.
When a new CEO comes in,
mm-hmm.
they start slicing and dicing, and if you at the hospital I was at, if you had over 10 years of experience, you were on their hit list.
How come?
Salary's expense.
Exactly. Wow.
So
that's
I wasn't the only one. So
right.
Mm-mm.
Missy, that's too bad.
It
and
is.
Then again, as a certified public accountant.
Yes, I was in manufacturing accounting, and the same thing happened at both places.
Wow.
New CEO come in, and the first thing they do, they start just slicing across the board and bringing in their own people.
Wow. That's too bad. That seems very unfortunate. Okay, well, let me go ahead and tell you about the company that I work with. hold on.
Okay.
Where are you, Danny? Danny, here it is. Okay, let me tell you real quick about the company I work with. We are a five-year-old, half-a-billion-dollar corporation. We have tens of thousands of representatives internationally. We're currently doing business in 14 different countries. Just to name a few, we're in Australia, Japan, and the United States. We have tens of thousands of satisfied clients all over the world, and because of their satisfaction, they actually refer business to us on a monthly basis. We currently are debt-free, publicly traded, and we've been in a number of different publications. In fact, Missy, have you ever heard of Success Magazine?
Yes, I have.
What about Entrepreneur?
Not that, I think so.
Okay, what about Forbes?
Yes, I've heard of Forbes.
Okay, we actually have been in those publications 14 times over the last 2 years, and we were founded by Mr. John Smith, and the name of our company is XYZ Company. Have you ever heard of us?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Now, the person we're looking for, Missy, has three main qualities. They're a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel like you have these qualities?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you still have that pen and paper handy?
I do.
Do you have internet access?
Yes.
Okay. I want to confirm your email address. What's the best email to contact you at?
xyz@abc.com.
Okay. XYZ at what?
ABC.com.
At ABC.com. Must be a new provider. Okay. I'm going to be sending you a link to our website to make sure that you get the information. And hey, by the way, do you have access to the internet while talking to me?
I do.
Okay, awesome. Why don't you just go ahead and run over to your computer real quick, and I just want to make sure that you won't have any problems downloading that information.
Okay.
Now, being a nurse all those years, did you and your husband's hours clash?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Third shift, second shift, day shift.
My God.
Just clashing again, so now it's second shift, day shift. So.
Well, yeah. It had to be somewhat rewarding.
Well, it paid the bills.
It paid the bills. For 18 years at least.
For 18 years at least.
Yeah. Okay, let me, you're at your computer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead and type in D-A-N-I, it's Danny Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N,
okay.
.com.
Okay.
Go ahead and type that in.
All right.
Now, has your husband been with the same company for the last 28 years?
Oh, my goodness. He was with the same company for over 30 years. Closed his doors last year.
What?
And he has no retirement now.
Oh, my God.
So we were very blessed that he was able to walk into another job. But,
oh, that is a blessing.
But, you know, the retirement's not there.
Right. Wow, that's incredible. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Did the website pull up?
Yes.
Okay, there. All right, so there you are. Right there on the top right-hand corner, there is actually a video that will talk about everything that the company has to offer. Now, on that website, Mitzi, you want to make sure and take some really good notes as a certified accountant, as well as a nurse normally would. I'm sure I don't have to even think about telling you to take good notes because I'm sure that you do that naturally. On that site is exactly where you will find the information so that you will be able to increase your income an extra couple thousand dollars a month to obviously offset the retirement that you and your husband are needing to work towards. But also being able to really impact people. I think it's so cute that you're on so many people's videos. It's obvious that you have some great skills working with people and being a part of their lives. You'll be able to use those skills with the company if things wind up working out between the two of us. And so, therefore, you'll be able to work towards that retirement. And that information is on the website and on that video, actually, that you'll be looking at there. Now, let me go ahead and give you my phone number. It's 209-123-4567.
Okay.
8. Again, that's 209-123-4567.
Okay.
We're pre-screening a lot of people right now, and we'll be making a decision here real soon. And so the sooner that you get through that information on the website, the better. And depending on your response to this information, we'll determine whether or not we're going to work together and where you would fit in on the team. So I'll be calling you back in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then we'll go ahead and answer any questions that you may have and see whether or not it's a match and what your next step might be. So 20 minutes from now puts us at about 10:20, my time. You're in Texas, right?
Alabama,
so sorry, but you're in that time zone. I apologize for that. So that means 12:20 your time, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I'll call you back at about 12:20. Again, on that website, you're going to see exactly how Mr. John Smith, who is an amazing person, has been very, very solid and really cares about people's futures, really cares about people's future retirement, making sure that they're good and they're secure. He's just been an honorable and a wonderful man. He actually will lay out very clearly how you'll be able to generate an extra $2,000 a month working towards that retirement and using those amazing skills you have of working with people, being in a happy floor type situation. Really, I truly appreciate the longevity that I've seen through you and your husband's careers that you guys have held up for so long. So you'll be able to use those skill sets, perhaps depending on what your response is to the information on this video. So I'll call you back in 20 minutes. I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you. I've got another interview I've got to conduct right now, and I'll talk to you in about 20.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, Mitzi. Talk to you soon.
Whew.
What?
Woo, wait, you good. You are good, Daddy.
Really sweet of you. But you know what, Missy? You have everything in you to be good, too. You have everything in you to be so good at this. I want to see the nurse and the certified public accountant on the phone.
Okay.
I want to see that person that truly cares about those babies being born and born healthy. You are not a salesman, and I don't pick that up from you an ounce. And just because you're a sapphire doesn't mean that that's how you would come across.
Okay.
Because you are precious. And being in the profession that you've been in for so long means you really have a heart for people. And I think people are going to fall in love with you. Easily and naturally, just as that has been demonstrated through your whole life. Come on, you've had the same man in your life for 34 years.
Yeah.
That's not an accident.
No, it's not an accident.
No way. That is by an amazing skill set. Amazing skill set. To keep a man in love with you, shoot. That's amazing. Anyway,
well, I had a little help, too, you know.
No, I'm sure. I know. The same helper I have. Anyway, the main thing that I can see that needs to change within your structure is I want Mitzi on the phone.
Okay.
And I can imagine that you can generally strike up a conversation with the perfect stranger.
I can.
And that you can make people laugh.
I can.
And that you can make people feel comfortable.
I can.
Okay, I want to see that through the script.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
I really do. It's the same as you assessing somebody's, portfolio as an accountant or assessing their taxes or even assessing, all the questions that you ask as a nurse. How are you feeling? Would you like something to eat? Can I help you become more comfortable? Do you need a blanket? It's all about serving.
It is.
It really is. And running like a chicken with your head cut off.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, no bathroom breaks.
No, my gosh. That's how you wind up on the urinary tract floor.
Yes.
So anyway, that's the main thing. I want you to really get into getting to know this person on the phone.
Okay.
That's the main thing, and just being yourself, because you are precious.
Thank you, Danny.
Just have an amazing personality, just amazing bedside manner, and I believe that you can befriend a perfect stranger. You have that naturally. Don't fear being a salesman. Otherwise, that's how you'll be perceived.
Okay.
But you are a strong woman who has been consistent for 30 years in the same profession, consistent in the same marriage for 28 years. Give me a break. You're a woman of credibility and you're noble. You are a gift to the other side of the phone. You're not a salesman.
Thank you.
I would never perceive you to be that way.
Thank
okay?
you, Annie.
So really get to know him. As we were going through the script, it would have taken you about a minute and a half to go through the some questions to ask our section.
Okay. Yeah.
I want you camping out there for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Everybody that's listening to me right now, I want you there for 5 minutes. 5 minutes getting to know the person. Set a timer if you have to. I want you to just, and again, see how I rolled with the question. You know, how long have you been in that profession? How did you ever get started in that profession? Now, out of all of the different nursing that you've done, right, what are the different types of nursing that you've done? You gave me the list. What did you like the most? What did you like the least? You really could camp out in that first two lines,
okay.
First three lines. One could camp out there for a good 3 minutes.
All right.
I probably camped out there for at least two with you.
Okay.
So just like, you know, hold your guns right now and get to know more about their experiences. Yeah. All right, girl. Okay, cool. I'm going to pull up my next one. Is Michelle Luminato. You are welcome, Mitzi. You are very welcome.
And one moment while I locate her line.
Okay.
Michelle, your line is now open.
Michelle, hello. Michelle? Did she unmute herself?
She's open. Michelle, if you're muted on your actual phone, we cannot hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, baby.
Okay.
There she is.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good. Okay, good job getting in this class.
Thank you.
Okay, this is where you need to be. All right, let's go ahead and work on, you're cold market, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go ahead and see what we can do to have more people show up for your presentation.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. This is Michelle. I'm calling you back.
Okay.
You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
What do you guys have?
Do you have a paper and pen handy?
Yep.
Okay, cool. To save us both some time, I'm just going to ask you a few questions to help figure out what information to direct you to. So are you currently working from home?
Good job. No, I'm not.
Okay. Are you currently working?
Actually, I am.
Oh, cool. What do you do?
I work in a bindery.
Oh, a bindery. What do you do in a bindery?
I actually do the bookkeeping.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's kind of like accounting?
Yeah.
Okay. So you do you like to work with numbers?
I do, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing that?
I have been doing that for just a couple of months, actually. I just got started.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. And what did you do before that?
Before that, I worked for an appliance store.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what made you switch gears?
I actually moved. I was
oh, did
California.
You?
California. I moved up to Portland. Yep.
Oh, really? Okay. And so you decided to make a career move at the same time?
Well, I kind of had to because I actually met my biological father and moved up to meet him. So the store that I worked at didn't have another location for me to move to.
Oh, wow. You met your biological father. That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
And what was that like?
Crazy, wild. It's hard to explain, actually. But, yeah, it was a wild thing. Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And how long have you wanted to meet him?
Well, I just found out that the man I grew up with was not my dad about a year ago. So.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So it took about almost a year to find my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So did you have to do a search for him?
My aunt actually found him for me. She just pulled out an old phone book from West Covina and looked up my dad's biological dad's last name and found my dad's brother. And he,
oh
and
my goodness,
he called my dad's brother, and then my dad, his brother, just said, "Oh, he's in Portland." So that's
how wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So he's in Portland now. You're in Portland, so you get the opportunity to get to know him better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Did you move up with your whole family?
No. It's just me.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so as far as what you're looking to do for work, are you looking to supplement your income or replace your income?
I'm looking to probably replace it altogether.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you tell me more about that?
There's been a little bit of a complication in working with my dad. I mean, my dad and I enjoy working together. We have a blast together. I get to go on some of the calls with him as he's making new clients. But his wife hates my mother and therefore has transcended that resentment to me. And so she does not like the relationship I have with my dad. So I need to find I need to find a different job.
Oh, my goodness. That's not good at all.
No.
Probably be just more fun to just hang out anyway with your dad, right?
Yeah, I do. But
okay.
It's not really possible.
Wow. Okay, so what kind of income are you accustomed to?
Well, probably not as much as I could be making working for somebody else because I'm working for my dad.
Uh-huh.
But I'm accustomed to about $1,500 a month, about $18,000 a year.
Okay, cool. And so is that the kind of income you'd like to replace in the next 12 months?
Sure.
Okay. And do you have any capital set aside to start your own business?
I don't have much in savings at all, actually.
Okay. All right. I totally can appreciate that. So, Danny, our company has quite a standard of people we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part to set someone up in a home-based business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting your home-based business?
Pretty serious. It depends on what it's all about and how it works, I guess.
Okay. And tell me why you're serious.
I quickly need to get out of the situation that I'm in. And so I mm-hmm. need to very quickly find something else that is going to provide for.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm living with my dad and working for my dad. Both of those things are going to change here real quick.
Right. Okay. All right, and so on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most serious possible, how serious are you?
Maybe a 5.
Okay. Danny! I'm stuck.
Why? You keep breathing.
I know, because, see, this is where I go, okay, they're not serious. Next.
How many times out of 10 does that happen to you?
Like 9.
I'm going to tell you why it does.
Okay. Sorry to derail.
No, I love that you did. Because I did what I naturally would have done because of you were provoking it out of me.
Uh-huh.
So I just gave you who you were creating me to be.
Right.
Yep. And it's funny that it happens 9 out of 10 times for you.
It happens a lot where they're like, yeah, it depends what it is. I'm like, what do you mean depends on what it is?
Yep. Now listen to me. Here's why. You are so sappy, over-the-top sweet, and buttering me up.
Oh, no.
Yes. You are so buttering me up. Let me give you the phrases that I heard, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 times. Oh, really? Oh, cool. Oh, wow.
Okay.
That stuff is so buttering me up.
Oh,
I'm
heck.
So it makes me a little leery about the seriousness of the opportunity when you're so willingly trying to give it away for nothing.
Oh, okay.
You're not making me work for squat.
Oh.
So let me give you a couple of places. Now, you start off really good. Your first paragraph, the second paragraph is really good. Once we got into the interview, that's when you started being way over the top, happy sweet with me.
Okay.
So, again, when the prospect can discern that you are trying to give something away for nothing, well, then this is not an interview.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, you actually filled in my blanks for me.
I know it was coming out, and I knew I was doing it, and
yeah,
I was like,
you were filling in my blanks for me. You were answering my questions for me. Now, let me tell you, you did great the first paragraph, the second paragraph. You did a great job showing a heart about meeting my biological father and showing an interest there. You actually grabbed me for a minute there. But then where you began to lose me, you lost me in the beginning. Okay, are you currently working from home? No, I'm not. Okay, what are you doing for a living? Time out. Let me just say this. You can never make a decision within 5 minutes as to whether or not somebody is going to be serious or not.
Mm-hmm.
Let them see the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Let them see it. At that point, I have had people that initially where I thought for sure someone wasn't going to do it, and then bam, they do it and they do it big.
Huh.
So,
okay.
Right, you're getting tripped up on a presumption.
Uh-huh.
Don't get tripped up on a presumption. If somebody is giving you a hard time, next up.
Right.
Okay? But because I could be an emerald. Now, again, I was playing one. I was playing an emerald, bookkeeper, accounting. Yes, I like numbers, right? I said something else that would have given you that target. Oh, my statement of it depends on what you have.
Right.
That's an emerald statement.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because an emerald needs to have all the information before we make a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And you're allowing that statement to derail you.
Okay.
Okay. Because here, let me tell you what you're basing whether or not someone's going to sign up, Michelle. It's whether or not they like you. And if they like you, they'll say yes. Right?
Well, I was thinking that had something to do with it.
It might have something to do with it, but it doesn't have everything to do with it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Especially an emerald. Because an emerald isn't going to assess whether or not they like you up front, and a ruby won't.
Right.
A pearl and a sapphire would.
Uh-huh.
So that means you've limited your market by 50%.
Uh-huh.
Basing it on your personality.
Okay.
A ruby off the bat really doesn't like a whole lot of people. They're too busy sizing them up to see if you're any competition for them, and frankly, you weren't any competition for a ruby at all.
Uh-huh.
For an emerald, you were way over the top, sappy sweet. For a sapphire, woo, fun, I like this person, but I might flake on you.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, you have my number.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So I want to take you through. I want to show you the difference. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and just start with, are you currently working from home? I'm going to take you through that. Okay, now, Michelle, are you currently working from home?
Kind of.
Kind of. Okay. Now, what is it that you do for a living?
I've been a designer for about 25 years.
Wow. That's so amazing. How cool is that? Wow. That's awesome. Okay. Now, so you mean you kind of work from home. That's amazing. So do you kind of work from home as a decorator?
Well, I have a little girl, so I get to design whenever I want from my home computer, and I just kind of take it on depending on how busy I am.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Now, how long, you said 25 years that you've been doing that. Wow, so do you just love what you do?
I do, yeah, I love being creative, for sure.
Wow, that's amazing. That's got to be fun. That's so cool. Okay, now, is there anything that you don't like about it?
You know, it's feast or famine.
Can we stop? Have you picked that up yet?
Have I what?
Have you picked it up yet?
The part of you like, oh, wow, that's cool. I know, I'm like, is Danny playing me? Do I really do that? Oh.
You really do that. When you get the MP3 and you hear it, you're going to want to barf.
I'm barfing already. I didn't know I was that sappy because I didn't think I was that sappy, but I probably am.
You are that.
So
let me bring you back through not being sappy. Now, are you still working from home, Michelle? Now, do you
sort of.
Michelle, time out. Do you see a difference in my tone? Watch. Let me just say this one sentence two different times. Now, Michelle, are you currently working from home? And?
Uh-huh.
Michelle, are you currently working from home?
Right.
Can you feel the difference between those two?
Yeah.
Can you feel the difference between those two?
I can. I know. Where does that come from?
You're trying to impress me versus getting me to impress you.
Right, right, right.
There's a big difference between the two.
Yes, I hear you.
You
hear you completely.
Yep. You want the prospect to impress you. You don't want to impress the prospect.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to take you back through. Now, Michelle, are you currently working from home?
Kind of.
Okay, well, what do you mean by that?
I work part-time on my graphic design whenever I get a job here and there.
Okay. Now, what is it that you do full-time for a living?
That is my full-time living. It's just feast or famine, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now how long have you been doing that?
I've been a designer for about 25 years, and I've been freelance for about 6.
My goodness, 25 years. You sound like you're in your 20s. How is that possible?
Nope, not in my 20s.
Okay. Has anyone ever said that?
Yeah, actually, I get that quite a bit, but I'm 40.
Wow. Well, congratulations. So you started in the design business in your teens.
Yeah, I just right off the bat got into it when I was in high school.
That's interesting. Now, whatever, you know, propelled you to do that?
I just always wanted to be creative, and I love art and making art, and I just naturally gravitated towards it.
Okay. Now, was this with computers back then?
No, this was back in the old days when you had to draw everything by hand.
Wow.
Which I'm not so good at, so the computers have definitely helped.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Now, you said that you have been freelance for the last 6 years. What caused you to go freelance?
I was tired of doing corporate work. I did a lot of good corporate work, making really good money, and just got tired of being in the corporate world and being in meetings more than designing, and I just thought I could take control of my, you know, creative destiny if I did my own jobs.
Right. So do you feel like you made a wise choice there?
Yes and no. I love being in control of my own jobs, but it is feast or famine, so it's, you know, sometimes it's really good and sometimes it's really, really bad.
Okay. Now, what is it that you don't like, per se, about what you do?
I'd say I don't like invoicing the client.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I just, you know, it's when it comes to numbers and that kind of paperwork, it's just really not my thing.
Okay. All right. Now, are you thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
Probably in the beginning supplementing it, but I would eventually like to replace it.
All right. Are you married?
I am.
Okay, any kids?
Yes, I have a 2-year-old daughter, and I have one that's about 3 weeks from birth.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know what you're having?
It's a boy.
Oh, so you have one of each?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
When is the actual due date?
It's April 19th, but he's probably coming early because of complications, so it's hard to tell at this point.
Really? Now, what kind of complications have you had?
Being that I am 40, it's just been a little harder on my body, so I'm kind of on bed rest.
Oh, you are?
So, yeah.
Okay. My goodness. So you waited a while to have kids.
Yeah, I waited. I waited until the right guy came along, and I was on a really strong career path of being in the corporate world, so
right.
Just now it's a good time where I can, you know, be with my kids and do what I want to do.
Now, what is it that your husband does?
He actually works with me in the design company. We do.
I'm sorry, your phone cut out. What was it again?
We do the design company together.
Oh, wow.
So basically, when it's good, it's really good, and when it's bad for both of us. So
yeah, it is. That's wild. Now, how long have you been married?
We've been married 6 years.
Wow, okay. So 6 years. You guys really waited to have kids. Good for you.
Yeah, we were preoccupied.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. Okay, now, so you obviously are self-employed right now.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what level of income are you, let's say in your best years, working in the corporate world, what kind of income were you accustomed to?
I was accustomed to $100,000 a year.
Okay, and where are you guys now?
Lately, it's been about maybe $40,000.
Okay. What kind of income are you looking to generate over the next 12 months?
I would absolutely love to generate $100,000 income on a yearly basis.
All right. And do you have capital set aside to start your business?
A little bit, not much.
All right. Now, you know, Michelle, our company has quite a standard for the people that we're looking for, and there's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Michelle, how serious are you about starting a home business?
I am very serious.
Okay. Tell me why.
I just, you know, really want to spend quality time with my kids and be a really great mother and spend time with my husband. And we actually want to travel to Australia and spend time with his family because he's actually from Australia. So our big goal is to be able to, you know, be anywhere in the world and have a business that lets us do that.
Okay. How did you meet this guy from Australia?
Actually, it was in New York when I was on one of my design corporate career paths, and he happened to be in New York, and we met, and then we decided to start our own crazy design business.
Wild. Do you love his accent?
Yeah, it's pretty good. He's kind of, a lot of people think he's from New York, though, because he Americanized his accent in New York, so it's a little it's a little confused, but it's cool. People still love it.
Oh, that's really funny. That's got to be an interesting sound, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, are you from Boston, or where are you from?
That's really funny. Now, does he have a big family in Australia?
He does. He's got a huge family in Australia. He's Italian.
Oh, have you been there?
Yes, yes. We try to go there at least once a year.
Oh, my goodness. Have you brought your daughter there?
Yes, she's been there once, and we're definitely planning on going there at the end of the year again with both the new baby and her, so we're pretty excited about that.
Did you say he's Italian?
He's Italian, yeah. His parents immigrated to Australia. I know, it's kind of funny, our story.
It's a long way around the map.
Yes, definitely.
That's really wild. Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit about the company I work with. I'm going to skip that. Now, Michelle, the person we're looking for has three main qualities. They're a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel like you have these qualities?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Do you still have that pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. I'm sure you have internet access.
I do.
Okay. What is the best email to I'm going to confirm your email address. What's the best email to catch you at?
It's michelle@gmail.com.
Okay. And so I have michelle@juno.com. I'm going to be sending you a link to our website, and you being a graphics designer, I'm sure you'll critique it. By the way, you have internet access while talking to me?
Yeah, I do.
Let me go ahead and run over to your computer right now. I want to make sure that you are able to download the information without any problems. Actually, let me give you the web address. It is workathomeprofitzone.com.
Okay.
Again, that's workathomeprofitzone.com. Go ahead and run over the computer and let's see if you can pull it up. I'm sure you've got the best computer and the best everything being a graphic designer. Do you use a Mac?
I do. I am a huge Mac fan.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been using a Mac?
Literally since it came out.
Really?
From the old school era, although I don't like the old ones now.
Of course not. Of course not. Now, tell me, what is, like, the biggest or the best design work that you've ever done?
The biggest or the best? Well, it depends who you ask. My parents think my job at Nike with a bunch of shoes was the most exciting because they got free shoes. So that was basically the family best. I'd say I liked working on big, huge wall graphics. That was probably the most fascinating.
Tell me why.
Okay, I've got it downloaded.
Okay, awesome. Tell me why the big, huge wall graphics were your favorite.
Just the scale of seeing something you've designed so small turn into something so huge was just really cool. You had to really think outside of what you could see.
Wow. Yeah, that would be really wild. Okay, so you've got the information there.
Yep.
Okay, now, there's a video right there in the top right-hand corner. You see that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, the information that you request is actually on that video, and Mr. John Smith, who founded our company, he is actually going to show you exactly how you will be able to increase your income by an extra $60,000 so you can get right back up to that comfortable living that you and your husband are really accustomed to. Using some of those creative skills and the people skills that you've acquired through the years of working in the design business, but no longer have to live in a situation where it's feast or famine, And, you know, dealing with those kind of highs and lows, especially with bringing a second baby into the world with your husband and you being partners in your business venture there. So Mr. Smith has actually been a long-time, very successful entrepreneur who has really created just a really solid and stable environment for people that like to work creatively and work from home and be able to own their own time without having to be in that corporate, heavy, hard work environment. And he has helped an amazing amount of people all over the world. As I said, we've got hundreds of thousands of clients worldwide, and we're actually in Australia as well. So you'll be able to find out exactly how you'll be able to spend time, good quality time with your husband, the second baby that's on the way, as well as your daughter, and be able to increase your income to $100,000. Now, let me give you my phone number. It is 123-456-7890.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you got that, 123-456-7890?
Okay, I've got it.
We're pre-screening a lot of people right now, Michelle, and we'll be making a decision here real soon, so the sooner that you get through that information, the better. And depending on what your response is to the information, we'll determine whether or not we're going to work together and where you would fit in on the team. So if you're available, I'm going to call you back in about 20 minutes. It takes most people about 20 minutes to peruse the information. I've got another interview to conduct right now, actually somebody right there close to in your state. So I'm going to conduct that other interview. I will call you back in 20 minutes, and we'll see if it's a match and whether or not there's a next step for the two of us. So go ahead and take lots of good notes from what you see Mr. Smith do on that video. And, again, you'll be able to find out exactly how you'll be able to increase your income back to $100,000, spend some good quality time with your kids, still creatively working from home, no longer under that major hard work, working in the corporate world and being able to spend some good quality time with your family. So I'll call you back in 20 minutes.
All right, cool.
All right, good talking to you. God bless you.
Okay,
all right,
thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Michelle, how do you feel?
Well, definitely it's different.
I will tell you that the reason why you were, when you said feast or famine from your design work, that is what's coming across the phone.
You know, and I know it because I keep thinking about, like, what is stopping me? What is stopping
That's
me? And it's like I can feel that there's definitely something stopping me.
Yeah, it is that. It is that pressure. And what it is, it is a, I got to make this client say yes. Otherwise,
right.
It's famine again.
Right.
And I would bet you money, Michelle, it's the same for your design business.
Yep, totally.
It's the same for your design business. Michelle, you and your husband have phenomenal experience and were very high-paid graphic designers. You worked on enormous projects, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Enormous, successful. I mean, your resume is amazing. I want that girl coming on the phone. Not a girl trying to sell me or trying to hold on to that prospect because it might be a famine if I don't. Did you work in fear in the corporate world?
Did I what?
Work in fear in the corporate world?
No.
No. That's not who you are. I don't know what your faith is. I don't know if you and I serve the same God.
Mm-hmm,
but he will not leave you, and he will not forsake you. And he raised you up in the corporate world for such a time as this. Your identity left when you left your job.
I know.
And when you went through the struggles, I'm seeing, oh, my gosh, it's not as easy as we thought it was going to be, right?
Right.
That's what happened. It's not as easy as you thought it was going to be.
Right.
There were benefits soloing, right?
Yeah.
But you also saw the other side of, wow, I don't have just work falling at my desk every day.
Yep.
I have to go get the work.
Yep.
That's the challenge and the struggle that you encountered that you did not foresee. You had
mm-hmm.
confidence in your ability, confidence in your earning power, but you lack the skill to get new clients. That's the new skill that you needed to acquire. That's all.
Right, right.
Like you acquired the skill to do graphic design at 15 years old.
Right.
So you can learn to acquire new accounts and sustain those accounts and build a relationship enough and impress people enough to where they want to send you business.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, that will not happen if you're building in fear.
I know.
Nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. You need to be interviewing clients both for the graphic design and for your home-based business on both accounts.
Mm-hmm.
You are a credible person with an amazing track record that is amazingly talented. You're in this class to learn how to get more clients.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the best thing you could have ever done. You, girl, have what it takes to make it. You have shown it through your graphic design 25 years, as well as working in the corporate world. That is a hard nut to crack. If you can do that, you can do this. This is nothing compared to what you did working in the corporate world in that line of work. Nothing. Do you understand?
I do. I haven't seemed to been able to shake it, but I totally get what you're saying.
Quit begging. Just stop begging. You are interviewing, not begging.
Right.
Do you understand?
I do. I didn't realize how sappy I sounded.
And I'm sure it's the same for the design work. There is begging going on in your voice.
Uh-huh.
And when you beg, it shows that you don't value what you have.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Isn't it?
It's baffling.
It is. So that girl with the posture who made it, girl, you have not been to First Steps yet?
Not yet, but you know what? If this baby wasn't in the belly, I would be going there right now.
Travel. Where are you? Where do you live?
I live in Montana.
You can't, unless you get in the car and drive. Your husband can.
Pardon?
Your husband can. You guys need this so bad, Michelle.
I know.
Your design business needs it so bad.
Yep.
You haven't been to First Steps or Dynasty. I understand, because you're not allowed to fly.
No, and I literally yesterday got put on
bed rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When did you hear about us?
I heard about you guys kind of last year, but it was pretty subtle, so I didn't really catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just heard about you through a website that I go to for my team, and I just started listening to all the calls, and just that's how I heard, and it's been I got immersed in January.
Okay. Bet you were wishing you were in St. Louis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see you as soon as possible.
I do, too. I'm no doubt about it.
Yeah, we got to see you as soon as possible. And I'm just going to tell you this just for fun. Don't you dare let your mind go by the wayside because you're 40 having a baby. I've watched many babies be born at 40 by active women. Many.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't let the fears of what doctors say concerning being 40 being on bed rest.
Oh, no, it's actually kind of good because I'll be able to focus on calls.
Yeah.
So I see it as an opportunity.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you see it that way. Yeah, you need to stay posted and find out where the next first step to success is. If you have your
mm-hmm.
baby within that time period. I mean, I did a first step a week after I had a child. I did a
mm-hmm.
dynasty 3 weeks after I had a child. It's easier
mm-hmm.
to sit through one than it is to do one.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
We always have women nursing on breaks, I'll just tell you that.
Okay,
good. Nursing on breaks. In fact, I think every single seminar, there's some woman nursing on a break. Yeah, so, but you got to, and I would definitely be pressing in a conversation with your husband to get down to Los Angeles. He can drive from Montana if he had to. But to be honest with you, the feast and famine has to stop.
Yeah.
It has to stop, and there's a skill set that is at First Steps to Success that he will gain so that he will not be under the pressure, oh, my gosh, I have a baby that is born, a wife that needs to take care of that child, and I've got to provide for my family, and it can't
mm-hmm.
be a famine.
Mm-hmm.
He will definitely get what he needs to be able to grow that graphic design business big time
mm-hmm.
and get your income back up to 100 grand a year.
Yep.
All right, girl. You guys
I know,
have everything
I know.
That it takes. You have everything that it takes. You got some internal things that are missing.
Yep.
Those things will be found out at First Steps to Success, no question in my mind. You
awesome.
Guys will be those kind of people that, like, bam. You know, we always get people to go, how do those people kind of, you know, they're failing, and then they come to First Steps and they go, bam. It's because they had a prior skill set. They just didn't know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you'll discover there and how to use it and how to make it grow. Today was good. Stop begging. You have nothing to beg for. Nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing. A credible woman, a long track record, very talented, very successful. I want that girl on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, girl.
I love it. Thank you. That
You're
was
welcome.
So helpful.
Good,
so,
good,
so,
good.
So helpful.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us tonight. Sorry about the little hiccup we had earlier. What happened is I was actually giving you some recognition. I cut back into the audio to get some recognition because I forgot to do that, and unfortunately forgot to unmute my own phone. So anyway, I just want to do that really quick, though, because this is really awesome what some of these folks have done. We have 65 people in this class and a ton of folks did over 300 dials this week, which is just fantastic. A bunch of people in the high 200s. A lot of you were making your very first dial, and maybe you didn't make anywhere near that number, but it was your first dials, and that's awesome. Super awesome job, everybody that made some dials this last week. Evelyn Rosa, though, did 319 dials for the week. Fantastic. She was our top dialer that reported, and her numbers. Janet O'Mara, number two, with 317 dials. And Belinda Pierce coming in number three with 316 dials. And again, there's tons of folks that were like 308, 350. I mean, like a bunch of people right around 300. So great job. But then also I know a lot of you are doing warm market, maybe not making as many dials. And that's okay because you're getting great contact rates in your dials. We also had Evelyn Rosa, number one in the conversation. Not only did she make 319 dials, she had 47 conversations. Great job, Evelyn, on that. I know that's a lot of folks to talk to, about 10 a day, so great job. Belinda Pierce, number two with 29, tied with Murray Blandon with 29. Also, Murray did a lot of his lead generation through flyers. He's out in Australia, and just an awesome, loyal, smart networker client, as is Belinda. But great job with the conversations. We actually had Michelle Lang also, who did a trade show booth and had 103 conversations this week. So great job to Michelle. She didn't make dials necessarily, but she had a lot of great conversations and was able to generate a ton of contacts from that. So a little different strategy, but definitely a super awesome job as well. And then we had three people tied for number one in actually showing their business opportunity to somebody. Belinda Pierce, Murray Blandon, and John Torres are all tied with 15 business presentations this week. Great job, all you folks. They're doing that. We're going to dive into our closing numbers tomorrow night. We had several people do a really phenomenal job getting people started in their business and making some money. And we just want to say congratulations to all of you. So keep up the great work. Keep making those dials. Go figure out what your ratios are so that we can work up some very specific numbers so you know exactly how many dials you have to make to make your goals financially. If you have any questions about that, you want me to help you work up your numbers, just shoot me an email over at brian@smarternetworker.com, and I will connect with you sometime in the next few days. Anyway, hope you had a great call. Hope you enjoyed this thing. Took tons of notes. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night. Have a great one.